And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking Sherrard Tiger girls basketball this week on the Sherrard High School Sports Spotlight. We're talking with senior Violet Meskin. Tigers off to a 12-2 start on the season, basically kind of right at the midway point, maybe a little bit past the halfway point of the 2024-25 season. So Violet, let's start with that good start to the season. Give us a little bit of a progress report on how you think things have been going for you in the senior season.
Yeah, I think as a team, we've been playing really well lately. I know we're 12-2. We just got back from the Christmas tournament down in Bloomington, where we won two good games against great teams. And then we also got experience against Bloomington Central Catholic. We played them last year, and I think we came back and we didn't win, but I think it was like great. We always go down there to play good competition and just get experience to prepare us for postseason. And then we played Monmouth Roseville this Monday, which was a big win for us in conference. I think we just had to focus on locking down some of their best players and just doing the little things right, and thankfully we pulled it off.
Yeah, you mentioned that game against Monmouth Roseville back on Monday night, a win for you, got you to 4-0 in conference play, put you alone in first place in the league at this point. So kind of walk us through the keys for you. I know you had a big night scoring 20 points in that win. So how big did it feel like to get that win on the road to Monmouth Roseville to take over first place alone in the conference? And also just kind of walk us through how you were able to have such a good night scoring the ball.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a big game for us for conference, and also Monmouth Roseville is a great team and always our rival. So we knew we had to come prepared. It was a heavy defensive focus. We knew that if we could just work hard on defense, then the offense would come too. And I think that was one of the main reasons why we had success. I know Tatiana Talavala, I think that's her last name, she was a great scorer, and so was Bree Woodard. So having that matchup down the post with Grace Bonner and then Adeline Ellsbury was on Tatiana. So we really had to focus on defense, and then the offense came with it after. So.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, that game with Monmouth Roseville in the past couple of seasons, it's always felt like a pretty big game both times you play them in the regular season. I know with your career at Sherrard, you've got a lot of experience in those kind of games with a big game type feel with the success the girls basketball program has had. So like going into a game like that on Monday, does that experience you have in games like that, do you kind of feel that maybe helps in those situations?
Yeah, I think I've definitely grown as a player. I think I'm smarter with the ball at the end of the games. I remember sophomore and junior year, it was a lot more stressful just knowing when to shoot the ball, when do you want to go for the steal or get that extra pass. But I think we, at the end of the game against Monmouth Roseville, we kept our composure and stayed true to the basics and didn't get in a hurry, which was something different that we needed to work on as a team. And thankfully, the hard work paid off.
Well, when you look at the team you're playing with this season, I know like the group you have has a lot of experience like playing varsity basketball together, where you brought back all five starters from last season. And obviously, like growing up, you've played a lot with those kids too. So what kind of a role do you think that like familiarity you probably have with your teammates plays in the success you've had this year? Because you guys kind of just seem like a well-oiled machine watching you play together.
Yeah, returning all four five starters has been like vital for our team. I think we've had a year to grow. Last year we were all sophomores and juniors, so just having the summer to keep working and going to open gyms and like shooting individually has been great for us. And now that we're a year older, I think we know how to play with each other, and then individually our skills have improved too. So thankfully with that combination, we've been able to just learn how to play together with like our new positions. I know a lot of people we have the same girls but different positions, so after we figure some of that out, which we still need to, but we've done a lot better than last year with just knowing how to play with each other, and then also taking what we've learned and just applying it to the court.
Well, of course, Girard girls basketball has had a lot of success over the years, especially in recent history, too. So being a part of the program, like growing up around it and now having played for, you know, the high school team for 4 years, what is it or what are some of the biggest things you think that are that allow the program to just be so successful year after year after year? Because it feels like, you know, at a school Girard size, a lot of the times you'll see even the really good programs have like a down year or two. But that really hasn't happened with the girls basketball program at Girard. So what are some of the key ingredients you think to just the sustained success?
I think the standard that Girard holds like goes down all the way. When you start in third grade, you get taught like obviously the basics, but then once you get to junior high, I think that we were taught like this is what you're going to be told in high school, this is what's expected, and then once we had that expectation drilled into us, we got to the high school level and knew how to work hard and knew the expectation, and I think we try to do that every day when we show up to practice. But I think just knowing the standard from a young age has really helped, and also seeing the success from a young age. I know, like, I remember watching the 2016 team win and just wanting to be a part of that. So I think a lot of that, knowing that the Girard program can win, has helped little kids who want to play like us, like me and a lot of my teammates, just strive to want to be a role model for the younger girls as well.
And just wrapping up with you now, as we touched on earlier, into the second half of the season for you. So as you look down the line kind of towards, you know, maybe a conference championship race or postseason play beginning in about a month and a half or so, any, you know, specific goals you have that you want to hopefully be able to achieve before you wrap up your senior basketball season?
I think winning conference and making it to the regional championship again is a big goal for us. Hopefully taking care of unfinished business from last year. I know a lot of us want to do better and are pushing in practice to just get better and prepare for postseason and get ready for conference.
All right, Girard senior Violet Meskin joining us on WRMJ today. Tigers 12-2 overall, 4-0 in the Track West and girls basketball so far. Violet, great start to the season. Appreciate your time today, and good luck the rest of the year.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.